but we don't have the patient records yet. That is the next stage. So we're mixing manual records with electronic records. And this is critical, that the issues that we need to finalize the sorting of on the CERN implementation are done speedily so that we can move on to the next stage. But certainly, the next stage will not occur until the audit risk and the main board are absolutely satisfied that it is at the right time. In any system, you will get a number of Luddites who don't like change, and they will make a lot of noise, and I'm sure we've got them around the place as well. But we've just got to work our way through these issues. We knew that there was going to be a challenge in terms that the new system requires more documentation, so things will take longer. And we've seen a result of that, that we've had a bit of a sloppy implementation, and as a result, billings need reviewing, as we've discussed earlier. But none of this is rocket science. The support that we've had from the senior executives at both CERN and BT has been exemplary. The approach of our own people has been absolutely exemplary. But as I said, it'd be foolish to think that we go through this sort of thing with no scars at all. I think the skill now is to make sure we're on top of it. Also, I want to be certain that we did carry out the right amount of business process re-engineering when we went onto the system, and any areas that are too clunky need to be revisited now. I've had discussion with Tracy on this. We are having regular meetings, and with Kevin Gerald, and the audit committee in October will be giving another fresh crawl through this.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Jerry. How long, Steve, before we can interface this system with the GP system?
So we have been supported from Imperial Charity, actually, with some further funding to accelerate that ability. I think we've got that programmed in from the financial year 15-16. We need to get the sort of main functionality about clinical documentation and our other clinical records, because clearly we need to have that information within the Cerner system to be able to then move useful clinical information between GPs and ourselves. But we have a program of work working directly with CCGs and our GPs, so as they will be able to see our Cerner clinical record, and we will be able to see their GP record, so there is a transfer of clinical information between the hospital and GPs. And ultimately, this is absolutely the direction of travel, so as we can make sure that that clinical communication and that integration that we talked about throughout this board meeting is facilitated by the technology, the IT, that allows that to happen. So again, that will be something that we'll be working up in 2015-16 and then implementing after that.
And patients having access to their own data?
So the start of that kind of portal is to move information between GPs and the hospital. At the moment, within the paper record, patients do have the ability to access their paper record. Increasingly, we'll be also sort of building the opportunity for them to access their electronic record. And that's something that's got to be the right thing to do, so as we're able to move that information smoothly to patients and to their carers within the community.
We expect a full post-implementation review to come back in November after that. It's currently, the program is 1.8 million overspent, but that's because I think there was an upfront loading of costs, and we expect to see that even out.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you. Cheryl, annual program of work. You need a